Le'ilu nishmas or klin mish kamen ben revili melech. Megillah perek beis mishna aleph. Hakare es a megillah lamafreya lo yotze. If a person reads the megillah out of order, he's not yotze. As the rab brings the drasha of ayom mahelin is karim v'nasim, just like the days of Purim, you can't make out of order. It's impossible to make the 15th before the 14th. So too, the way we remember Purim, the schira, which is reading from the megillah, can't be done out of order. So the psukim have to be read in order. Kra al peh, if a person were to read the megillah bal peh, and not from the megillah, he's not yotze. This is also learnt out from a drasha, because it's learnt out from Amalek. Ksov zo zikaron besefer, it has to be read from a sefer. And it also says by megillah, niskarim. So zecher is always from a sefer. Kra targum b'cholashon lo yotze. And also, the way the Rav explains this is the following. If a person that didn't understand Targum, which is Aramaic, or also he reads another language that the Megillah is written in that he does not understand, he's not Yotze. Aval Karinoisa Lolo Azus Balaz, but we can read the Megillah for those that speak the specific language that we're reading the Megillah to. Meaning, if one would read the Megillah in Spanish to those that understand Spanish, definitely where the language is Spanish in the Megillah, we'll see soon what the font needs to be by the Megillah. But he can read the Megillah to those that understand Spanish in that case. And it's Masha from the Rishonim and Mefarshim explain that this is even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel that held that Sfarim, which is Sifrei Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and Megillah Esther is Ksuvim, they normally, we said that Halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that it has to always be Ksav Ashuris and Yevanis, which we don't have the language anymore. So why is this Mutter? Sounds like it's mutter over here to read it in any language. The Teretz is that Megillah is different, that even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's mode, the Megillah is different, because of Presume Nisa, it can be read in a language of the people, as long as they understand it. There is, however, one language that even if they don't understand, you can still read, and that's Ashuris. That's what the Mishnah says, V'alois, Shesham Ashuris Yatza. And a person that speaks a different language, but he's listening to Ashuris, which is the way that we read from the Megillah, he's also Yotze. So everybody's Yotze if they hear the Megillah the way we read it, even if they don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. And the Turi Evan asks, why in the beginning of the Mishnah is the focus on the reader, HaKoris HaMegillah Mafreya, a person reads it out of order, he's not Yotze, and all the other cases. And then at the end of the Mishnah, V'Koren Osa L'lo Ozos Balaz, but we can read it for the people that understand that specific language. The focus is on the people that are listening, not on the people that's reading it. Why is there a change? So Reb Kiveger answers, based on Tosis and the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch, that if a person, for example, in other halachas like Birchas Hamazon benching, even if a person doesn't understand Hebrew, if he reads it himself, he's allowed to, and he's Yotzei Birchas Hamazon. But if somebody else wants to be Motzi him in that, let's say Birchas Hamazon, somebody else can't be Motzi him if he doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh. So that's why there's a switch in this Mishnah, because the Chiddush here is but by Megillah, even if you don't understand it, and a person's trying to be motzi you in Megillah, you're Yotze, even though you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. Why is that? Because for some reason, they bring that there is some type of presume nisa that's happening that allows you to be Yotze the mitzvah, even though you don't understand fully Lashon HaKodesh.